If they are not hyping up your Instagram bad bitch posts, get rid of them. Holy shit. Welcome back to Human. We are on season 3. I am your host, Jessica McDonald. I am so excited to be back. I'm so excited to be sitting here. I'm so excited to be talking to you guys. I've been gone for like 2 months, which honestly is the longest I have ever gone without posting, which is kind of crazy. So lots changed. A few things have changed. I am blonder. I am well rested. I have a new job I love so much. But the thing that we're going to be talking about today is that I'm less single than I was before. And trust me, I tried to sit here and make a podcast episode that had nothing to do with dating. It had everything to do with like living your best life, like, you know, choosing to like put yourself out there, go after what you want. And I will make an episode about that. But no, of course, in true Jess fashion, I am sitting here and I'm talking about dating. But I'm talking about something so fucking important with dating that took me literally forever to learn, and I've learned it in different ways, but in the past 3 months, I have learned it more than ever. And yeah, so I said I'm less single, and I met someone because of this, literally because of the podcast, which is insane. And if you're an OG listener, I don't know how transparent I was about being nervous about dating and podcasting and the fact that I share my whole life on here and like, you know, guys would hear that and they could judge me for it and think it's weird. But I literally met someone that I have been seeing exclusively because of this. So shout out to one of my guests. Maybe I'll reveal it eventually one day, but I met this guy that I'm seeing through a guest on the show who slid into my DMs. So it's just crazy because, like I said, I was so scared about people knowing about the podcast, I guess, or judging me for it. But at the end of the day, like, it is the most true form of who I am. And someone saw that and really liked it. And here I am, post being the girl who's been on a million horrible fucking dates, who's been ghosted, who's had to ghost someone, who's just, like, genuinely, I have the stupidest dating stories, and now I'm finally in a position where I'm like, oh my god, I'm happy. Okay, fuck, I'm literally just like talking about him. Okay, we're gonna talk about how to raise your standards, how to be yourself, how to stop accepting the bare minimum, and how kind of all of this came to be, how I'm still learning this. But the number one thing I would need to say, if they are not hyping up your Instagram bad bitch posts, get rid of them. Do you know how much my 15, my 16, my 17, my 18-year-old self needed to know this? I didn't realize this until I had someone being like, you're such a bad bitch. Let me pick, take, edit, fucking post your hot Instagram photos of you for you. Follow me on Instagram at Jessica J. McDonald to see them. Who just like gasses me up. Literally, like, if you're in a situation where someone is not empowered by you being empowered, goodbye. Let's not date insecure people. Like, we all 100% have insecurities in our own ways, but I think it's really important to feel like your partner is, you know, empowered and wants to see you live your best life. Look your best, feel your best, do what you love. And I accepted so much less than that for so long. And so this is something I really wanted to touch on, is that like, I feel like when you haven't met someone who's genuinely a good person, who you connect with on a lot of different levels, you can kind of think they don't exist. Like for me, I've, you know, talked to a lot of different guys, but I've always thought, this isn't the connection I want, or I have connected with some people, but other things have been off, and who knows, maybe this situation, you know, something bad will happen. Hopefully not. But I didn't know if genuinely incredible guys existed. Good guys who are self-aware, who are okay with talking about toxic masculinity or gender norms or race or all that kind of shit. I didn't know if that was out there. And I hoped, and I feel like a lot of us do, I feel like as women, like, obviously also this applies to, like, all genders, and I'm really talking in a heterosexual way because I'm straight and I am in a heterosexual relationship situation, but I think this applies to everybody. When you have also been in situations that are toxic or manipulative or controlling or just overall negative, it can be, like, really hard to believe that there are genuinely incredible people out there who you can connect with in a lot of different ways, especially in a romantic way, because there's a lot of different, you know, areas you want to make sure you mesh in. With your friends, it's like platonic and life goals and dreams and funniness and all that. But then when you add a romance level, it's like attraction, sexually compatible, fucking so many different elements that it's like there's a higher bar I think you need to meet. And I think it's really easy actually to have that bar so low. So I want to talk about how to not have a fucking low bar. I don't know where I was going with this. Oh, I felt like it didn't exist. I felt like for a long time, I think we dream of our Mr. Right, and or just not even Mr. Right, just hope that it's someone who's not a piece of shit. And I didn't know if it existed. And I've had a lot of moments in the past like 2 months where I've been like, this is real. I was like, I had so much trouble connecting all the different ways I could connect with this person. I'm like, how can we like get high together and laugh our asses off, but then also have really deep talks and also have similar passions and goals and love our jobs and love our friends and, you know, have similar fears. And like, I don't know, all that kind of stuff. I was like, how can all of this be in one human being? And I think it can be easy to lose sight of that and easy to doubt that that exists if you haven't felt it before. And I literally haven't felt it before. Like, I've dated people, yes, but like there's always been something, and maybe there will be something that we don't click on and who knows, but like it's just easy, especially I feel like in our society, to be like everyone is kind of consumed in their own thing and like a lot of people aren't genuine or haven't done work on themselves. And I think it's really important to do work on yourself to know who you are in order to show up to a dating scenario as fully you. And so that's also something I'm going to talk about, is like it's so important to pursue your dreams, to focus on who you are, to do the work on yourself, journal, fucking therapy. Obviously, I always preach therapy, but just know who you are, know your priorities, because you're not going to show up to a dating scenario as yourself if you don't know who that is, I guess, and if you're not confident within that enough to say, this is who I really am, and if you don't like me, I'm okay with that. And I feel like I finally got to a place where I was like, okay, fuck this, I'm not gonna put so much pressure on dating, I'm not gonna worry about trying to meet someone who, you know, meshes with me in so many ways, and I've always kind of been nervous about guys in the podcast, but I feel like I just let that go, and I was like, this is the thing I love, and I'm just gonna put my energy into that. So I think, like, number one, in order to be yourself in dating, is you have to know yourself. You have to focus on the things that are what light you up, what you talk to your friends about, what makes you so excited about life. And for the longest time, this was kind of an insane revelation for me to make. I thought like being in a relationship was like the default to living. Like when you're surrounded by a lot of people who are, you know, in relationships, I'm so lucky, my parents are very much in love and together, but it is something that I ended up thinking like, oh, in life you just have a partner, you just live it. And it's like, no, we came into this world alone, we'll technically leave this world alone, probably, let's not get morbid, but like, I thought like, oh, you're just supposed to be dating someone, and it's like, no, you need to know who you are, you need to do your thing on your own. And I've actually been shifting the word need to want a lot lately in my life, because it's easy to say like, oh, I need to do this, I need to do that, but it's like a lot of the things I say I need to do, I actually want to do. And changing that word definitely shifts my perspective and my mindset on it to like a more like positive, like not dreading kind of thing. But I think that's something that we have to let go of, is assuming that we're not worthy of love, or we're not, or just like not have self-love within ourselves unless we're dating someone, because truly like the default to life is like living by yourself, doing your own thing, being independent. And this is kind of like, everybody says this all the time, when you stop looking, that's when you find someone, and it's fucking true, but not in the way that people say it. I think it's when you stop putting pressure on it, that's when it happens. When you work on yourself, when you focus on the things that fulfill you, that's when someone might walk into your life that will work for you. Because I feel like for so many dates, I would go on dates and be like, oh my God, like I really want, like one of my best friends even right now, I connect with her in so many ways. Right now she's in a position where she's like, I really want a boyfriend. I really want a boyfriend. I really want a boyfriend. And I've been there fully. And I'm like, dude, you're not gonna get a boyfriend if you're just hoping that every single that guy you go on a date with is gonna be that person. And if I met the guy that I'm seeing right now wanting so badly for him to be someone to date, we would not have existed the way we are, because I feel like I showed up fully as myself and he showed up as himself. And then like slowly after we started hanging out a couple times, we were like, oh my God, like this is so much fun. And I connect with who you are fully as who you are as a person. And that's why like I hate being like, yeah, what everybody says is when you stop looking is that's when you find it is true. But it's true. My therapist fucking told me this. Oh, something also I want to say for the people out there who are like so badly wanting to be in a relationship. My therapist said this to me, and I said this to my girlfriend the other day that I said really wanted to be in a relationship right now, is like, I feel like the most vulnerable time is when you're laying in bed at night and you're thinking like you're lonely, or you're like, oh my God, like if I had someone, and you can kind of get like super upset about it. And she was like, Jess, like in those moments for me, like I would say to myself, like he's out there and I hope he's doing well. And you kind of just like give him a mental like wishing him well moment before you go to bed. And sometimes that doesn't fucking work and doesn't help, and I'm like, I'm still lonely, fuck you therapist. But like other times it's like, oh my God, no, he exists, he is actually becoming the person that I am gonna eventually know and love. And if he wasn't living his life right now how he is without me, he won't be the person he'll be when I eventually meet him one day, if that's how you believe. Like, you know, I don't even think that has to do with fate. Like, I don't think that's necessarily a fate thing. I think it's just more like he exists and one day you'll meet him, and I'm lonely right now and I want him in my life now, but there's a reason he's not here right now, and I hope he's doing good wherever he is right now. For me, I'm like, I hope he's doing good, figuring his shit out, doing that kind of thing. That's what I would think like months ago. But yeah, when you start putting pressure on it, they show up, which is kind of bullshit too, because you're like finally in a position where you're like, no, I'm good, like I don't want a partner, I don't want to like, you know, make all that time for someone else. I want to just like do my thing and get fulfilled by my work and my job and my friends and my show. And then they're like, hey, let's hang out. And you're like, oh my God, you're fucking awesome. So I think that's also just like something to like keep in mind when you really want to date someone, is that that's not when it happens organically, and that's not when you're going to be the most you, is when there's all that pressure. So another thing going off of like being fully yourself with dating is when you're terrified of scaring them off, like good. Don't be terrified, but good if you scare them off. Because if you scare them off, they weren't supposed to fucking be there in the first place. Like if this episode scares off the dude I'm seeing, well, one, that sucks. Hey, I know you're listening. But two, like they weren't supposed, like he wasn't supposed to be my person if this shit's gonna fucking scare him. And that's what I realized when he was like, hey, your pod, like he slid into my DMs. He was like, just found this podcast, this is fucking dope. And I was like, oh my God, a hot guy thinks my podcast is cool. But if me talking, sitting here talking about this is gonna scare him, like he shouldn't be around in the first place. All those guys that I would like go on dates with, if they were weirded out by my podcast, good, leave. You're not meant to fucking be here. And so that's why I think when we have this like insecure, scared feeling of like, oh my God, what if they don't like me? If they don't like you, better to find out now, and better to fully be yourself and know that. And that comes with self-work and focusing on who you really are and what you love and what fills you up. So you're confident enough to be like, if he doesn't like me, that's totally fine. I like me. My friends like me. So I don't need you. around. And so that's why I feel like also a big fucking thing is when we're so like, oh, does he like me? Does he like me? Does he like me? Does he like me? It's like, no, no, no. Sit back and be like, do you like him? Do you like the way he treats you? Do you want to learn more about him? Are you interested in what he has to say? Because if you are, awesome, keep going. But like, don't sit there and be like, oh my God, what if he doesn't like me? When like, you might not even like him. It's also up to you. It's not, the ball isn't all in his court. Yeah. This is honestly terrifying to put out as my first episode, but we're gonna do it anyway, because if I show up the next episode being like, this guy dropped me, then he was supposed to drop me. But it's just, okay, this is, oh, I just realized something. This is why it's so terrifying to sit here and talk about my dating life, because I've never had a guy actually listen to my podcast about him in real time. I've never talked to a guy long enough for them to be like, for them to still be around, for me to talk about them and release it. Like, if I saw a guy for like, well, this makes sense, I was single for 2 years and only ever made it to a second date literally three times, and two of the times I got ghosted, and this third time I ghosted, this is like the only time it has progressed since I've created this podcast. So I'm sitting here being like, I'm scared shitless because I'm sitting here talking transparently about this guy that I'm seeing. And I know he's gonna listen, and he might be like, that's fucking weird, even though I don't think he will. But, oh my God. Yeah, either way, I'm gonna talk the talk and walk the walk, because this is going live. Another thing about dating, and I used to literally applaud a fish for swimming. Like, such a low bar, such a simp. Like, oh my God, he made plans with me. Oh my God, he's not allergic to commitment. Not all fucking guys are allergic to commitment. Like, literally, I feel like I need like a name for fucking man I'm seeing, because I'm saying man I'm seeing so much. But like, we were talking for like a couple weeks, and he was like, oh hey, like my parents are gonna be away from like this date to this date at like the end of June, and it was like the beginning of June, and he was like, yeah, keep one of those days free because I want you to come over. And I was like, oh my God, this is like 3 weeks in advance. What the fuck? Like, okay, I'll come over. Like, I want to come over. Okay. That's literally accepting the bare minimum. Like, guys who truly like you will be like, hey, I want to hang out with you at the end of the month. And I'm like, we're still going to be talking at the end of the month. Oh my God, exciting. And I feel like this mindset is just not good. And a better mindset that my friend Dana and I really got into, because her and I are similar this way about thinking this stuff and applauding a fish for swimming and being a total fucking simp, is we thought to ourselves like, oh my God, okay, if it's still fun, see them. If it's still a good time, if you're still enjoying yourself, hang out with them. And then also, if they, like, you know, followed up and, like, made plans or, like, did this thing that he did where it was like, hey, this is when I'm free, you're like, okay, cool, he met the expectation, awesome, I'm gonna see him again. It doesn't need to be this whole, like, oh my God, he made plans for me. Like, what a fucking icon. I love him, I'm gonna marry him. Like, no. He did some basic human thing, and we're gonna be like, awesome. And if they don't, goodbye. Because there are, this is why we applaud fish for swimming, is because there's so many guys who literally won't make plans, who won't text, who are weirded out by calling. So it's not fucked up to have this these really sad expectations, because it's the reality. Like, speaking from a girl who's gone on a lot of first dates that never went to second, like, this isn't something that's weird to have to talk about, because it's just so normal. Another thing too that's like really awesome, my friend Emma and I are going to make an episode about like being single and embracing being single and like the importance of this, is like, also when you want to date someone, like, what do you want out of it? Like, I used to be like, oh my God, if a guy has a passion, like, holy fuck, put a ring on it, like, marry me, fucking shit. When it's like, no, like, guys have passions and that's great. We don't need to like applaud them for all of these things. Like, it's so important, I think, to be like, these are the things I value in a partner. And like, I would love for someone to show up who is self-aware, who self-reflects, who is passionate, or who like cares about his education or cares about his job or whatever, like have your own values. But like, you don't need to put him on this huge pedestal. It's really, really important to have those standards. But at the same time, you don't need to be like, oh, he has a single passion. Okay, perfect. I'm going to cling on to him because I can't get anybody else. This is the thing I feel most passionate about, because as I keep going on with this podcast, I just have to be more vulnerable and more vulnerable. And like, now that like more people know about it, it's like even scarier. But this is literally like an example of like needing to fully be yourself. And like, if someone doesn't think that's cool, like goodbye. And like, it's so weird, like people who start to really love my podcast, now I'm gonna be talking about them and I know they're gonna be listening, and it's like this whole weird parallel thing. But yeah, when you have been around or dated really shitty people, it can be super hard to shift your view and understand that like someone new in your life really wants the best for you and thinks very highly of you or in a positive way. And so I have to sit sometimes and be like, oh, like the fact that my shitty ex-boyfriend like hated me posting photos of myself on Instagram, or like didn't want me to have that much fun when I went out because he'd be sad because he wasn't there. Like, I have to remember, oh wait, he isn't him. This new person is not my shitty ex-boyfriend. I can post whatever photos I want on Instagram and he can think it's awesome. And when I go out, he genuinely wants me to have a good time and I don't need to downplay how much fun I had. And that is such a good feeling, but it's such a good feeling that they are like that and they're great. But it's so fucked up to have to sit there and be like, oh wait, you're not my ex. It's like those patterns are still instilled within your body, and it takes a conscious effort to know and to remind yourself, this is someone new. We're not repeating history. I deserve this. I deserve someone who treats me with this respect and this excitement and this joy for life. And I don't need to be caught up in the past and expecting the worst out of someone too. Like, I told someone who was in my life, like, oh, like all these great things about this guy I'm seeing, and they replied to me and said like, oh, I wonder what's wrong with him. And I was like, oh, like, can we not go there? Can we not get negative about this person that I feel like has finally walked into my life, who like genuinely cares about me? Like, let me not take the negative train for a hot second. Like, we can actually trust people and hope the best out of them and all of that. But I really, really want to just instill that, like, when you're fully yourself, when you're being who you are, when you are speaking from your mind, like, of course, when you first meet someone, you slowly let them know more about you, and then you slowly let your silly side out, and, you know, then you slowly tell them the different things that happened in your life that really changed who you are, good ways and bad ways. You don't want to like love bomb someone or like vulnerability bomb someone, for sure. But like, when you feel like you are in a position where you can do that and you can be who you really are, like, you don't want to like, you know, show everything right away, but they'll leave before you would ever, you know, do that. If you're self-aware enough, like, they will dip before you'll get to a point where you overshare something. Hopefully, sometimes people get into, you know, terrible situations, but like, this is also where I think it's so important to speak your boundaries and, you know, declare what you're doing. Like, I'm still not cuffed, but we're very much on the same page. We want to get to know each other more. We want to understand like where the other person's at. Like, there are certain there are certain things you want to know before you date someone. Like, he asked me the other day, I'm sorry I'm expressing this, but like, he asked me the other day if, like, he's like, I don't want to put our initials in the other person's bio on Instagram. No shame if you're doing that, but I was like, I'm not in middle school. I don't want to do that. But that's something that's like important to know before you date someone. What if you start dating someone and they're like, oh my God, JM Hart in my bio? And you're like, I didn't sign up for this. Like, take your time. Don't cuff so fast. Like, know the questions you want to ask. You don't need to play 20 questions, but let them unfold when they're supposed to. And also, if you're someone though who's like, I have no idea if they're ever gonna date me or not, ask. Because you can't put yourself in a position where you're literally sitting there being like, oh my God, I'm falling for this person, but I don't even know if I'm a summer fling to him or if I am something he sees long term. So speak your fucking mind, speak your boundaries, say what you feel comfortable with, what you don't. And I want to talk about this in another episode more thoroughly, but it's like, if you want to date someone, Don't show up and be like, hey, so like, what do you want to do? Because then they'll give you their answer and then you have to respond to it. I've done this before and it's fucked me over and I haven't gotten what I wanted or I haven't spoken my mind. It's not about getting you what you want. It's about speaking your mind and actually like knowing that you let everything off your chest and you were honest. But like, I had to respond to what he wanted, which wasn't what I wanted. This has happened like a year ago. And then I was left in this situation where I was devastated and I was heartbroken when I could have shown up and been like, hey, I really like you. I really like spending time with you. I would love to know if this is moving towards dating. What do you think? And that's scary and you have to be like confident to do that. And I, you know, haven't done it in that way yet, but I am on the same page with the guy I'm seeing that like, we know where it's going. We're on the same page. We're not in a rush to start dating, but like, the boundaries are set, our intentions are clear, and that's really, really important. And if your partner is someone who truly cares about you and like sees something, it going somewhere with you, they'll want to know that. They'll want to know where you're comfortable, where you're not, where your line is. And I think you should say that in order to also feel so much more secure in yourself. Because if you're sitting there wondering forever and ever about different things, like, it's just gonna drive you crazy. It's gonna leave you abandoning yourself. But if you show up and speak your mind, be confident, like say the things that are fucking scary to say. I will eventually make an episode one day if I'm really gonna put myself out there about this, but like asking if someone has been tested for STIs before you sleep together, that's an important question to ask, and it's fucking horrifying to ask, but that was a boundary I had to keep and I had to vocalize, and I was and say this is an awkward question, this is a weird thing to ask. Same with dating, you can be like, I'm super uncomfortable to ask this, and just do it. So yeah, don't abandon yourself. That's a way to really stay true to yourself. And in the early dating stages, like, share what you love in ways that you want to, in ways that you're comfortable. And that's how you can be in a position where you're talking to someone who really likes you and likes you have a podcast. Yeah, I'm really excited I met someone who actually likes the podcast. I didn't know if it was possible. I kind of did, but I wasn't completely sure. So thank you for coming to this episode where I basically spilled my guts on my dating life, and I feel super scared a little bit. But also, as I say, and this man has said to me, you can't grow in your comfort zone. And I hope you are able to take stuff away from this. To be honest, like, this is stuff that I have been learning since I was 16, 15. Like, I've been learning these things for a really long time. And this is the guy I'm seeing that I talked about a million fucking times in this episode is someone who actually, sorry if you're watching this on YouTube, my camera just ran out of space, but you'll just be looking at my audio now. But the guy that I am seeing is someone that showed me that this is possible. And it's possible to fully be yourself in a dating scenario and have someone really like it and even have their friends like it and know that, you know, where you both are heading in life and the values you have align. So yay! That's exciting! I know the OG listeners will be like, this bitch finally met a good guy. Yeah. Anyway, I really hope you got something out of this. Stay true to yourself. Make time for yourself. You know, I don't think it'll be easy to show up fully as yourself in a dating scenario unless you are doing the things you need to do, like journaling and exercising sometimes and seeing your friends and really knowing yourself and when you need to turn off and when you're ready to hang out with people and all that stuff. So stay true to yourself. Thank you for listening. Please follow me on Instagram at @humantohumanpod and at @JessicaJMcDonald. And subscribe. Please, please, please leave a review if you like this. And I will be out with another episode soon. I haven't decided if I'm doing weekly or bi-weekly episodes. We'll kind of just see how the rest of August goes. And then obviously school when I get back into it in September. But I appreciate you being here. Download the episodes because that's how they track the stats. And I will talk to you soon. Hopefully next week I will still have a boy in my life. Goodbye.